likely that I will ever have children. So I think about how I am going to leave my mark on the planet. It's mortality talking, it's ego talking, it's all of those things, but I want to leave a mark. I want to know that I have changed people. And I think as creators, we maybe all, I'm going to speak for you, hope you don't mind, we maybe all think about those things. We don't create just for ourselves. Remember, the goal is to make stuff, find success, and stay healthy and sane while we do it. Well, the find success implies that probably that means making sure other folks experience your creation and are somehow impacted and affected by what you make. And hopefully, your creations continue to affect and impact and influence people long after you're gone. And I think sometimes, what am I doing to make sure that that happens? And here's the thing, at least in part, you cannot do anything to make sure that you make an impact. Or I guess more accurately, I should say, there isn't anything you can do to control the kind of impact you ultimately have. I mean, sure, you can set out to, write self-help books or teach or create art that makes a statement on society or politics or culture or what have you in some way. And you can, of course, direct the mission of your creativity in the hopes that the influence and legacy that you have falls, kind of within your target range, if that makes sense. But ultimately, and this is the I think the great truth of art is, once you make something, you don't really get to control how it affects others. Not really. Making things, being a creator, is an act of collaboration. And that collaboration is always between you and the person who experiences your creation. And you don't get to tell them how to experience it. Your art is finished every time someone new experiences it. And perhaps even every time someone experiences it at different stages in their lifetime. So your art, your book, your play, your movie, even a dance, every person who witnesses that thing, every person who reads it, sees it, listens to it, did I say listens to it already, watches it, is having their own reaction. It's influencing them, and they're having their own experience that is perhaps colored by the experiences that they've already had, the context within which they watch or view or consume, let's just say consume, your creation. So a person with an English literature degree is going to consume Ulysses by James Joyce differently than someone who doesn't have that kind of backstory, right? One person is going to look at an Andy Warhol or a Rothko in an art gallery and have a different reaction than the person next to them. But that reaction is a tiny, tiny piece of your legacy every time it happens to every person. I used to be a bookseller. And selling books, I used to tell the new employees that I would train that selling books is not just exchanging product for currency. any kind of creative media is an encapsulated experience. And I used to tell my new employees, you're not just a bookseller. You are fulfilling a need, a desire, you're providing the customer with the materials they need to fill a void, whether that's a desire to be entertained, a desire to learn something, a desire to be inspired. And the beautiful thing I would tell my booksellers is that you have no idea what kind of impact the book that you sell that person is going to have on their lives, where they're going to take it from here. You could be selling a book of plays to the next David Mamet. You could be selling a book of pictures of architecture to the next Frank Lloyd Wright. You know? You don't know. You could be selling the biography of Barack Obama to the future president of the United States. And I used to say our responsibility as booksellers is to make sure that each person got the thing that was going to most effectively satisfy that need. Anyway, the idea again was that as booksellers, we weren't selling books or music or video. We were selling experiences. As creators, you and I are manifesting opportunities for experience. Every time you make something and release it to the world, it's like dandelion seeds into the wind, right? We don't know where those seeds are going to land or what's going to bloom. I mean, fine, okay, dandelions are going to bloom. You hear what I'm saying, right? And I forget sometimes that that is legacy. We don't necessarily get to know what our purpose is, what tomorrow or how tomorrow we might influence or affect another person's life. But I, as a creative person, I have to take my own advice. And I hope it's, dare I say, wisdom that you can appreciate and take to heart as well when you're sweating over that canvas or dripping in that studio, stumbling and falling and working out that choreography, or up well past when you should be in bed typing away at that manuscript. What we make is an investment in legacy. What we make is, it's like a little time bomb or creative mine. And not like a mine that you dig in the dirt. I mean, a mine like a thing that goes boom. That even we don't know when it's going to go off or who it's going to affect. And, you know, I'm sorry that that's sort of a violent image, but when we make things, here, this is a little bit more peaceful. When we make things, we are basically handing out light bulbs that float over people's heads, and we don't get to decide when they go on. We don't get to decide how brightly they illuminate each person. It's our jobs just to put those light bulbs in place. What a fucking weird image. You and I, dear creator, we are the Johnny Appleseeds of inspiration. And trees take a long time to grow. And apples take a long time to develop after the tree has grown. maybe even after we're gone. How many people are you going to feed? You don't know. And that's amazing. That's so cool. I wonder about legacy, and then I remind myself that I am assuring my legacy, my creative legacy, every time I finish something and release it to the world. Every time I provide the opportunity for someone to experience a creative work that didn't exist before. Keep that in mind when you are in the awful middle of your creative project, whatever it is. When you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? When there's too many twists and turns ahead of you for the light to reach you. Know that it's there. All you have to do is finish. All you have to do is ship, dear listener. I know you probably have more than a few projects you're working on right now. And those projects are not the only thing going on in your life. There is always the unrelenting and never takes a day off, everyday stress of just living. And somehow you are driven to fill in the cracks with this act of generosity, this act of love that is your art. That's what it is. By doing what you do, you are loving the world. And I'm sorry if that sounds, you know, fuck it, I'm not sorry. If that sounds too squishy and soft and woo-woo for you, then I'm sorry for you. And I recommend that maybe you need to dig a little deeper into what it is you make and think about why you make. I don't care what it is, from a piece of jewelry to a great American novel to a dance you put up on YouTube. I don't care what it is. Your punk rock show. You, by investing the time and the energy and the sweat and your mind and your emotion and your experience, by investing all of those things, you are investing in the future. You're changing lives. You just don't know which lives or when or how. But we cannot help but be changed when we experience art. And that's what you do. You engineer change. What kind of change do you want to make in the world? Again, you don't necessarily get to decide exactly, but I, for myself, I want to know on my deathbed, if I even get a deathbed. We don't have any guarantees. Tomorrow's not assumed or earned or promised. Right now is what we have. And right now, what are you doing to make sure that your creative light shines on someone else, warms them, helps them grow, helps them change? What are you doing? Right now, I'm doing this podcast, and while I didn't know I was going to get quite so preachy, if it's the last thing I do, if I walk outside and get struck by lightning, which is very unlikely because it's like 90 degrees outside and there's not a cloud in the sky, I'll know that this bit of audio exists. And I'll know that someone will hear it And when it's over, they'll go back to the drawing board, to the laptop, to the clay, to the mixing board, to the editing bay, to the workshop. And that's enough, because it's more than was before. Every once in a while, maybe this has already happened to you, dear listener, you will hear from someone who blesses you with the gift of telling you how your creative works have affected them. You get to hear exactly how you changed them. You get to witness your legacy. Whether it's through an act of generosity or through an expression of gratitude, it takes many forms. I've been blessed in this way. I've had authors tell me that my example as a DIY independent creator, as an independent publisher, way back in the earlier years of the 21st century and the late years of the 20th, that their experience of my example as an independent publisher gave them the boost to do it themselves. And some of these people have gone on to much greater heights than I've achieved. Movie options, book deals, full-time careers as creators. And that's, oh man. You know, what I ought to do is I ought to make a wall display or something of just the names of people who I know for sure have acknowledged my influence on their own creative path. You should do the same thing. We should all do this. And just keep it for yourself. And look at it from time to time and understand that you have already established your legacy. You're doing it. Again, we don't always get to know, and that's okay. I guarantee you it's happening whether you know it or not. But if you do have the opportunity to get a little proof, yeah, keep that proof handy. Make sure you remind yourself of it now and then. Again, that's going to help you get through that awful middle point or that awful point before you begin a project. That Mr. Rogers movie made me think about legacy, made me think about what I'm accomplishing as a creator. But usually when I have those thoughts, I get kind of down on myself, you know, kind of, now 51 years old, and what have I done? And, you know, you start comparing yourself to other creators and where they are and blah, 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 blah. And that's a horrible, awful thing to do. Don't do that. Ignore the rest. But seeing this movie, this time, when I experienced those feelings, those questions about my own legacy, my own impact, my own importance, my own, where I am in the arc of my creative life, what I want to do, I didn't feel that bitterness, that disappointment, that self-criticism. And maybe that's just because I had sat through happily 90 minutes of the inspiring, encouraging, always supportive, inclusive presence of Fred Rogers. But it Here's another tiny piece of Fred Rogers' legacy. He inspired me to talk to you about legacy and hopefully give you some encouragement and support and remind you that all you have to do to be sure of your legacy is to create and ship. Create the thing, put it out into the world, make it available to the people it will have the most impact on. Make it available to those for whom it's meant to reach. You are building legacy every time you put a new thing into the world. Don't forget. You know, I want your comments on this episode, right? This is episode 8 of Sonatotum. So you can go to sonatotum.com, find episode 8, and leave a comment right there in the show notes. You can email me at mwsmedia@gmail.com and tell me what you think about this episode, about your own thoughts on legacy, about maybe your own experiences witnessing, you know, receiving that generous gift of acknowledgement from someone who's been affected by your work. Most of us who listen to this are creators in some form or another. So I'm betting that you have thought these thoughts. Let's talk about it. If you haven't already subscribed to the show, you can do so at iTunes, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much everywhere you can get your podcast. Wherever you're listening to this now, if you're listening on an app, you can subscribe to the show in that app. And I hope that you will. You will, of course, automatically have new episodes downloaded as soon as they're available. If you would rate and review this show, wherever and however you listen to it, especially iTunes, that's extremely helpful. Ratings and reviews, and you may actually be the first one, dear listener. Wouldn't that be cool? What a neat little feather in your cap. Ratings and reviews help the show move up in search results and give people the sort of social proof that they should listen to this, that they're going to get something out of it. Help spread those dandelion seeds, yeah? Rate and review at iTunes or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Or just share this episode on social media or with a friend directly. If you go to sonatotum.com and look at the show notes for episode 8, you'll see ways to share the episode. Get the word out. If you feel like you and I are having a good conversation, then let's bring other people into that. Let's talk about legacy. Let's encourage and facilitate legacy for all of us as creators. Boy, I feel good. It's the first day of my 52nd year and I feel like making stuff. So I'm going to go do that. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care. Thank you.